Our God is the Supreme Eternal, whereas the individual souls are minute, fragmental, eternal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Kshatrajñam chapi vapihi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Although the Lord is a living being and individual souls are living beings, the Supreme Lord, unlike the individual souls, is Vibhu, all-pervading and ananta, unlimited. The Lord is the cause of everything. The living entities are innumerable, but the Lord is one. No one is greater than Him, and no one is equal to Him. Thus the Lord is the Supreme Person, a worshipable object, as understood from the Vedic mantras. Na tat samascha vyadikascha. The Lord is supreme because no one can evaluate Him by mental speculation or jugglery of words. The Lord can travel more quickly than the mind. In the Shruti mantras of Ishopanishad it is said, Anecharekam manaso chaviyo nainan deva apnuvam pur mamashat tadhavatom yanat keiti jishtat tasmin mabhova tarishwa tadati. Translation. Although fixed in His abode, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful devas cannot approach Him. Although in one place He controls those who supply the air and the rain, He surpasses all excellence. Ishopanishad 4. Thus, the Supreme is never to be equaled by the subordinate living entities, because the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Every individual living entity is not. Never should the individual entity be equated with the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Lord says, Sarvasya-chaham-giri-sari-vishtha. I am situated in everyone's heart. This does not mean, however, that everyone is equal to the Lord. In the Sruti mantras, it is also said, Vidhi-yayam-atma-patishtata. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Satyam Param Hi Mahi. The Vedic mantra says, Satyam Kevalam Anantam and Niskalam Niskriyam Santam Nirasam Niravadhyam. God is supreme. Although naturally He does not do anything. He is doing everything. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Kritam Idam Sarvam Jagaravyakta Murtina Bhastani Sarva Bhutani Nachamam Teshavastita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Maya dakshena prakiti suyate sacharacharam etunane na kunteya jagati parivartate. Translation. This material nature working under my direction, O son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its will, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Thus, although the Lord is silent in his abode, he does everything, or he rather is doing everything, through his different energies. Varasya Shakti Vividaya Sruyate. All Vedic mantras, or Sruti mantras, are included in this verse, spoken by Lord Brahma. For Brahma and his followers, the Brahma Sampradaya, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Parampara system. We have to gain understanding through the words of our predecessors, through our 12 Mahajanas, or authorities, of whom Brahma is one. Swayam Purnara Sambhu Kumara Kavilo Manu Pralaram Janako Bhishma Balir Vahya Sakir Sayam Avayam. We belong to the disciplic succession of Brahma, and therefore we are known as the Brahma Sampradaya. As the devas follow our Brahma to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we also have to follow the authorities of the Parampara system to understand the fact of the Lord. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation of Purport to text 26, chapter 5, canto 8 of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of the demigods' appeal to the Lord. For the long report, this demonstrates how this verse is a very important verse. Describe here the qualities of the Lord, that he is changeless, avikriyam. In the material world, everything is always changing. That's why people every morning they want to get the newspaper and see what's changed. What's the new exchange rate for the gold and the dollar? What's the stock market change? Some people are becoming rich overnight. Some people are losing their money. Everything in this material world is changing. 10 years ago, 30 years ago, we were much younger. Now we're getting older. Have you noticed that, Maharaj? So like this, everyone is changing. But the Supreme Lord, he never changes. He doesn't deteriorate. Doesn't change. It's a very important part because in a world which is always changing, there's a lot of insecurity. Isn't it the Bible said you should build your foundation on a rock of your house? Not on the sand. So, this material world, depending everything on the material world for our happiness, is like building a house on the shifting sands of the beach. We're basing your existence on the Supreme Lord, it means you're on a solid rock. Bedrock. You're an engineer. You're an engineer? So what do you recommend? Which is more secure for the, and we have an expert opinion. Bedrock. Don't get confused with your bed. This is the bedrock. Solid foundation. So, in this way, sometimes you have a friend, right? How many of you like to have a friend in life? Everybody is looking for a friend. But then sometimes your near friend changes, becomes an enemy, or cheats you, or neglects you. But the Lord, He is always unchanging. You can always depend upon Him. It's a very important point. So Lord Brahma stresses, Avikriyam, Satyam. There's also, in a world where everything is false, or everything is illusory, not false exactly, but illusory, it's not exactly what it seems like. We want to depend on that which is true. And have any of you ever experienced in your life expecting something to be one way, or it appeared to be one way, and later you found out it was something different? You ever face something like that? Jai Jagannath, Jai Baldev, Jai Subhadra. So Krishna, because He's true, Vishnu is Satya. So He's unchanging, and He's true, Supreme Truth. So illusion there. Ananta is unlimited. Something may be unchanging and maybe the truth, but maybe it's not accessible. But the Lord is everywhere. He's unlimited. It's not like a limited capacity. Sometimes you get electrical blackout because electrical supply is not ananta. In India, this is so common that people just take it as part of life. But even here, there was one night, first night we had a blackout also for a few minutes. And even sometimes in the Western countries, they are having this blackout. But it's very rare. They have it. The supply is not unlimited. Krishna's unlimited. You don't have to worry, well, Krishna is such a big person, He won't have time for me. Sometimes people get mental, maybe somebody too busy, won't have time for me. But since Krishna is unlimited, so He has time for everybody. He can. He has no shortage. Adyam. The original cause of all causes. Every one of us has parents, and they have parents, and they have parents, like this. Eventually, everybody is coming in this universe to avoid Brahma. And Brahma Himself was the first created being. He is saying that Vishnu is Atyam, original. So, how can you get more authoritative than that? universe is telling us that beforehand Vishnu was existing. Therefore, he is Adyam, the original. Guha, Sayam, present in everyone's heart. Might think, okay, the Son of God is very far away, he's in the sky, you know, what does he know about me? But in our Vedic understanding, Krishna is in the heart. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explains that Yudhishthira Arjuna Tishtati, that I am situated in the heart of every living entity. That is confirmed here in this verse. Guha Sayam. So while we're doing our worship of deities, our devotional service, we should always be keeping Krishna in our heart. How does he keep it? He's there already. So keeping in the heart means that we remain conscious of it. This is the most essential aspect, or I won't say what's most of it, this is a very essential aspect of our devotional service. To keep this consciousness that Krishna is within our heart, he is conscious of what we are doing. This way, the devotional service of the Lord has to be very straightforward with Krishna. How can you cheat Krishna when he knows everything you're thinking and everything you're doing? You're naked before Krishna. No secrets. So if we are conscious of this and we're straightforward with Krishna, that he is our friend, our witness, our protector, best to have him as our friend, isn't it? Because he's with us, he's seeing everything we're doing. To not have developed our relationship with Krishna, who's in our heart, it's really a big mistake. It's a real big foolishness, because here we have the most powerful person, and he's with us, and with a little bit of endeavor, we can getting his constant help. Last night, Gopal Chandra was trying very hard to connect half a dozen computers together to networking card. How? I don't know if finally he was successful. I hope so. But here, we can be immediately linked in to the network of Krishna consciousness by the Lord present in our heart. It doesn't require any kind of electrical or computer adjustment. Simply a little adjustment in our consciousness. It's called Krishna consciousness. So we keep the Lord in our conscious that the Lord is in our heart. And then this consciousness, we're always thinking how to please the Lord. Since we're not able to do that immediately, I mean for many of us, like it seems to be very difficult. Therefore we serve Guru. Since Krishna is our Guru in the heart, and he manifests from outside as the Guru . Sometimes we are not so tuned in to Krishna in the heart. He's telling us, do this, don't do this. but we're not able to respond consistently to His advice. We're not able to receive that message properly because we're covered over and conditioned and contaminated. So that Guru is choosing us to serve Krishna, to guiding us and so we don't get off the track. That's confirmed by Krishna in my heart. As we get more advanced in our Krishna consciousness and we can become more in tune with Krishna and Guru in the heart. Not only is Krishna present in the heart, He's present in every atom. And how many atoms are there even on the head of a pin? Or to speak of how many atoms in the totality of the universe. So Krishna is present even in every atom. That is really unlimited. This column, that's an interesting point. Without any decrease in potency, someone may be all powerful, maybe unlimited. All these things, so maybe gradually they're getting weaker. Like you may have an unlimited bank balance, you think, but then gradually as you spend it, you find that it's going down and down. Pretty soon, you're in debt. Bank balance finished. Some people, they get the lottery ticket. They think they're unlimitedly rich. They start spending like anything, and pretty soon they find that it's all gone. So Krishna, He's not only unlimited, but He's also doesn't decrease. This column, you don't have to worry that if I take too much mercy from Krishna, I'll drain Him out and He'll be without any more stock. He doesn't decrease in potency. Pratakyam. Trakya means reason, arguments, speculations, especially like discussion and arguments. So he's after Trakya, he is beyond it. To some people sitting in the tea stall, sitting around the noodle shop, they want to discuss about Krishna and speculate. Try to figure Him out. Why did He's like this? Why did He's like that? Why did the world? Why does God cause all this? People have come up with so many speculations. But it's beyond this kind of argument and reason. If you want to know about Him, you have to ask Him. From our point of view, from our limited perspective and limited understanding of how nature works, we are not going to come up with the right idea. So don't even waste your time. You want to find out about Krishna? Read the Vedas. Hear from that Guru. Hear what the great Mahajanas have explained. The Prabhupada said, Mahajanajanatasamunta. Follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas. Hear from the authorities. If you want to know what Krishna is like, Vishnu is like, hear from our Brahma. He's an authority. Hear from our Shiva. He's an authority. Don't speculate. Don't argue. Mana agrayam. The mind cannot catch Him, literally, or more quick than the mind. That means inconceivable to mental speculation. So by logic and reason and argument we can't understand them, either by mental speculation. Mind can't catch up to him. He goes too fast. Vachasa aniruptam. Even by juggling of words, they're not going to understand him, and either he can be properly explained simply by words. There's a name of Krishna called Abhokshaja. Literally it means A to Z, not able to describe any words named by the alphabet. Material words are material. They're referring to material things, so no matter how much you use material concepts, you're not able to fully explain the Lord. Because he's coming from the fourth dimension, which is beyond material nature. So using material words even to describe him will fall short. Up to what limit we can explain him, that's being explained. But we shouldn't think that we can or we do know everything about Krishna. There is so much more to know. Aniruptam, indescribable. So here, Brahma is describing the Lord. He is saying you're indescribable. That means that I may say so many things, but ultimately I'm not fully able to describe you. There may be so many descriptions about the Lord, but they have something about the Lord. This is what he appears like, this is what he does, this is his unlimited qualities. But if we wanted to give an exhaustive explanation, everything great about the Lord, says Ananta Deva has got 1,000 heads and he's been chanting since time immemorial, he's never reached the end of all of the Lord's glory. So is it possible for us to explain everything about the Lord? These are important concepts to understand. Yesterday, Prabhupada brought up the point, sometimes people say, show me God. I want to see him. And he said, this is ridiculous. It's not that we have to see God in order to believe him. Since by definition, he is beyond the perception of our mundane senses. To say that, show him. What senses we have to see God? And even if we could see God, how do we know we recognize him? Some people saw Krishna, but they could recognize him that he's God. Because they're always seeing him in some superficial aspect of the Lord. Just like sometimes, it says that Krishna, he used to go incognito and mix amongst his citizens when he was playing the lila of a king. Kings are supposed to do that sometimes because, see, generally a king hears everything through their ministers, through their police, their intelligence. What does a king or head of government know about what directly is happening? Because he is very much aloof from the general people. So sometimes he's cheated or misled by his intelligence agencies. They're making him the wrong picture. Like not too long ago in India, who had infiltrated into Kashmir. There was that big conflict, small war, over the Kargil mountain posts, the Kashmir border. So everybody's saying, why your intelligence didn't tell you what was happening? Similarly, I heard from the Morleys here that in the Second World War, when the Japanese had taken over Malaysia, they fooled the British who were trying to defend Singapore by moving all the troops in the daytime from one side to the other, moving trucks and everything. At night, then they turned all the lights off and came back and did everything they were moving. So the British thought that they moved everything over here, so they shifted all their artillery to that side. But it was all a scam. Somehow their intelligence didn't really break through this illusion created by the Japanese. And the Japanese walked, came right over straight. All the defenses had been shifted. So, sometimes you get the misinformation. What is actually happening? In this material world. Therefore, you need to hear from a proper authority. You need to get that, this type of superficial knowledge which will not be accurate. So that's why Lord Chaitanya recommends that you need to hear from Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Like you sing every day in the morning that Guru Mukha Pabdo Bhakta Chitinde Koriya Aitko Anakoro Moyas. That we should, consciousness should be tuned into the Guru. We want to have the same understanding as was handed down by Guru Parampara, as Brahma got it, as he handed it down. That's how we should understand. So we cannot just expect to see Krishna until we're blessed by him to be able to see him. Not everybody can see in this world. Even Brahma cannot every time see the Lord. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in conclusion, he was telling us that it's so important that we should always chant the holy name, Kirtaniya Sadhani. Yesterday we were talking about separation. Initially we hear so many glories about the Lord and his Vishnu form. We get faith in the Lord. Then when we talk about Krishna, we can understand that all because Krishna is so natural. He is so accessible. He is so loving. That sometimes one may mistake and think, well, how can Krishna be the Supreme Lord? The Supreme Lord has to be very pompous and majestic and everything. But the Supreme Lord has so many aspects, and his original aspects is very loving and accessible. But he doesn't reveal himself except for to his pure devotees. So in order to appreciate him so we don't offend Krishna, it's important to understand his unlimited glories and his Vishnu form. Then we can appreciate that all the Vishnus are within Krishna. So after Lord Chaitanya got initiated by Vishwar Puri, Then he came back to Ramadhi, and he was a changed person. He was so much in manifesting love of Krishna. He'd be crying for Krishna, and sometimes. And in that garden, Sukumar Brahmachari, there was also a tamal tree. You know the tamal tree? What color is it, Maharaj?
Black.
Black. Dark blue. Says that the tamal tree is the color, like the color of Krishna. But nothing is exactly like Krishna, but right, usually trees are grayer, so this is a more dark color, dark blue, blackish type color. So the devotees, when they see that, it reminds them of Krishna. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that tamal tree, then he went and embraced the tree and he was crying, Krishna, Krishna, when will I get the association of Krishna? When will I see Krishna again? The devotees were all shocked to see this ecstasy manifested by Lord Chaitanya. So how has this happened to you? So you don't understand, after I got initiated, I went up to him back and then Kanai Natsala. I saw this young boy playing on a flute and he was in a distance and he came closer and closer. As he came closer, I saw he had a peacock on his head. He was wearing yellow garments. As he got closer, I could see at Srivatsa Mark, he was actually Krishna. All my ears were standing on end. I was feeling so happy to see Krishna. And as Krishna, he came up, smiling right up to me, and he came and he embraced me. In other words, he put his hands around Lord Chaitanya and just hugged him. And said, Lord Chaitanya is feeling so much spiritual happiness. Because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of devotee. How many of you feel happy if Krishna came and put his arms around you? Govinda! Govinda! So Lord Chaitanya was feeling like that. It actually happened to him, and then Krishna smiled and backed off, and then he ran off. Lord Chaitanya was running after him, but then Krishna disappeared. So ever since then, Lord Chaitanya became a changed person. And he was just crying. He didn't think, when will I see Krishna? He said, you don't know what it's like to have gotten Krishna and then to lose him. You don't know what it's like to have Krishna and then he's gone. When will I see Krishna again? The whole world is empty. Nothing means anything anymore. You have Krishna. And he was just, you know, then the Holy Spirit was shocked. We think that so many things are important in life, so many things are valuable. But suddenly if you get the jewel, if you get Krishna, then suddenly everything else compared to that is very pale. So generally for us it's a very gradual process to get Krishna. So we go on doing our day-to-day activities. But even Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was so sometimes overwhelmed with his love. He had the highest level of love of Krishna. So he could overwhelm the ecstasy. He would see a tree, you know, like the tamal tree, and he would say, it's Krishna. He could so extend, he just, in his madness of his love, he caught the tree, crying. So they told all the devotees, now you have to understand, what happened to me after seeing Krishna, I'm never going to be the same. want to associate with the Lord Krishna. I want to hear more about Krishna. I want to have association and chant with you. So now you established a relationship with the devotees. He used to be very mischievous. He was going down to the Ganges and serving all the old people, helping them take their bath, helping them get out of the water, asking them, please give me a blessing. So all the old brahmanas are blessing that may you be able to spread Vaishnava Dharma all over the world. May you establish a pure principle of love of Krishna Bhakti in the world. May you take away all the suffering of the people in the world. Actually, all the so-called happiness and so-called suffering that we're experiencing is because we don't have love of Krishna. So all these things seem very important. But once if we get even a drop of love of Krishna, is so much happiness. Other things are pale in comparison. Then we become other. We don't have to think about austerities and things. Other benefits in the world is so much attached to Krishna. Because we're not so much attached to Krishna, we have to observe ekadasis. Anyway, what should come to also observe ekadasis? To show us, so we have to do so many little tapasyas. Today is ekadasi. Since by tapasya we can purify our senses, so sometimes to restrict our diet is also good for health. Twice in a month we don't take grains, pulses, or cereals. We take fruits and roots and vegetables and things like that. Some people are more fired up, like Maharaj, he does sometimes, Nirjana, sometimes. That's optional, you know, that's not, I never heard a crow who ever did a Nirjana. At least while he was with us, he did it, because we were always good for him. But he might have done it while he was in the while he was preaching, he did. But that's nothing wrong if you want to do it. I'm just saying that you don't want to scare people away in some way and think, well, I can't. Because some people just too fast from rice. It's like one whole thing without rice and noodles is already like, it's too much for even people can't give up meat or just because they don't want to eat. One day, the price in the month is actually clear. Clears the body physically, mentally. It's very good. And today, all the greens are having their sins. Today is a very good day for chanting, for serving. On the Ekadasi day, whatever service you do, you get, was it 100 times the benefit or more? So it's a very important thing to do our devotional service, to chant and read and serve. So Lord Chaitanya was getting so much happiness in serving the devotees, so hope that everybody will be very happy serving Krishna and serving the devotees. Understand how Krishna is so solid, immovable, unlimited, changeless, unlimited, supreme truth, origin of everything, all pervading, in everyone's heart and in the atom, having no material qualities, being inconceivable, unreachable by the mind or mental speculation, and indescribable by any kind of material words, master of everyone and worshipable for everyone. So again and again we offer obeisance to Krishna. We beg to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are so fallen, we don't have any devotion from the Lord. Only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya we can easily get the mercy of Krishna. He's showing us how to love Krishna and he's giving love of Krishna freely. When we hear so many glories of Lord Krishna, we may not be impressed. We may be so much impressed by technology, or we may be impressed by big buildings, or be impressed by so many things in the material world, but somehow because of our conditioning and our being covered by tamas, even after hearing so many glories about the Lord, somehow we are not impressed. It doesn't register. This is because we lack intelligence and we lack devotion. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, He can give us intelligence and give us the devotion so we can really appreciate the Lord. So thank you very much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki Srimad Bhagavata Bhakta Raj ki.
No, you were saying that no secret is
no
secret.
No.
Krishna says in chapter 9 that to take more knowledge, the more confidential knowledge, more secret of all secrets. Puyan, you know, secret.
No, I'm saying whatever we do, we can hide from Krishna. We can't keep a secret from Him. But the knowledge about Krishna, that is Puyan. Rajavidya, Rajabhuyam, and knowledge about the self. So then Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, this knowledge is the king of education, this is the top of the secrets. Rajavidya, Rajabhuyam, Yahasyam, Netaduttamam. Top secret. Because it gives us direct perception of the Self. We can see ourselves, we can see the Supreme Self. You know, there's so many types of knowledge, but to see that Self, that is, and the Supreme Self, that is the top secret. To know about Krishna, to know about ourselves, the eternal self, and to perform this devotional service, Maharaj, he said, susukha, partam, abhayam. Abhayam means it's imperishable. Susukha means super happiness. How many like to be super happy? Rigo! So by engaging in self-realization, we get super happy. Not ordinary happy, super happy. Super. Any other comment or question? Raji Das? Our Navan devotees have come here on this holy Ekadasi. We're very happy to see them. Krishna Bhav was there. I met you last night, wasn't it? Krishna Bhav, which area are you coming? Kamsa. Bamsa. 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 Not Domsa. Bamsa. Bamsa means Guru Parampara, right? Spiritual life. Bamsa. So any question from the Bamsa representatives? Any doubts? Someone's come here, Habitat. Welcome to the temple. What's your name?
Lance.
Any questions for us? You're coming from?
Japan.
Canada. Mario Moraes is also originally from Canada, but he came from Japan.
Normally, if you were to bring down, it shouldn't stay more than 3 days.
Because there are many people, they may be having some bad habits, but they also have had some relationship with Krishna. Like Prabhupada was going a morning walk with him in Vrindavan and one rickshaw driver. I'm sure this rickshaw driver, he might have, I don't know, of course I'm not sure, but he might have had so many bad habits. Those rickshaw drivers, I mean, what a job, you know, pulling people around all day. So he was driving up. Suddenly he stopped his rickshaw, he jumped off the rickshaw, and he paid his obeisances right on the road, flat out, just like maybe another did before Jagannath. Right on the road! I mean, the road, you know, I mean, people, it's the road, I mean, what's the road? It's like people sitting on it, walking, dogs, everything. Right on the road, flat out. Paid obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, this is Vrindavan. Even a rickshaw puller knows how to respect a devotee or Vaishnava. So like that, I'll tell you, I was talking once to one Muslim in my airport, because we have many there also. So many villages, a few villages are Muslim Catholic, 40%. So then I was saying, you know, so every time you are coming and taking prasada, normally it is restricted to take the prasada, food offered to deities, etc. And he said, well, food is food. But then you can see him discussing that actually, because of being with Lord Chaitanya, they were very much attached in their own way. You know, they had already got a little bit attached. They liked prasada, they liked, although officially, you know, they just made light of it. And I was present once, one big mula came and he was presenting, you know, a presentation to preach Islam. So one of the things he did is that he put dots on his chalkboard, they have a chalkboard, he put dots. See, these are the stars in the sky. And then he connected the dots and it became in Arabic, Allah. He said, just see, Allah's everywhere. Everyone, Allah, and they're all cheering. And then he drew a picture of Lord Chaitanya. You know, like a little sketch, a hands up. And then, see, right, this Lord Chaitanya, he turned it over on the side, he erased one of the legs, one of half the arm, this, that, connected something, and it also became an Arabic Allah. See, you think Lord Chaitanya, but it's actually Allah is there, you know, everyone, Allah. This was their preaching. So because the people were living next to Lord Chaitanya, he must have known that or feeling some connection or whatever. So he's like, don't worry, even in Lord Chaitanya, there's Allah. But there may be some people who are totally covered and they don't have anything to do with it. So you have to see, find out whether people are really feeling any connection with the Lord or not. But some they're getting blessing, they're hearing the holy name, they're hearing kirtan. So that way they're fortunate people. But they may not be like fully integrated down bhaktis the way you are saying.
And when they leave the body, sorry. When they leave the body, they want to drive. Sorry.
Because Prabhupada says those who spend their birth in Vrindavan and die in Vrindavan is perfect. Janandava, Prabhupada told Anjaya and Janandava is coming. The state person must be birth in Vrindavan and die in Vrindavan.
There was Vrindavan's daughter.
His doctor was born in Vrindavan, died in Vrindavan.
Oh.
Never went out of Vrindavan. Possibly, only went to Delhi. Very young child died.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Without the prophet says one purport how these Vrishvasis, even though they seem to be mundane, that the residents of the town, although they must pay off many mundane activities, they have so much attraction still for the holy name, it's so easy for them all to chant. Just like in Navi Sweep, they chant Gauranga.
You go around to the Vrajavasis, and so many sadhus, even though there are poor people, but how so many sadhus are living. They go and do madhukari begging, and they get. I was with Nina Bandhu. He just go up to some house, it looks like this is flood, and he'd say, you know, Diksha, I forget what they say, Malukari or something. Then people come out and give them, you know, a big stack of chapatis with sabji, and sometimes they give a curry. We can't talk with the guys anyway. So anyway, this, even if it's simple people, they're giving so much charity like this. So everyone has to be judged on an individual basis, and we cannot just superficially say this or that. There are these two categories, and most people living in the Dham, they'll be, you know, very blessed people. But there may be some people living on the crust from the beginning, so that's mercy anyway. We want to go deep in the Dham. We want to be Dham Vasis. You can be a Dham Vasi even here in Malaysia. If you're feeling separation from Vrindavan and separation from Mayapur. Hare Krishna.
Even 35 years ago, I was attending my rounds in Delhi in a park. Even 3 to 3 years in Chaplain Club in the community of our people.
Flat out on the road.
In the park.
That's a special feature of being in India. Delhi is also a site of the Jagannath, so place of Krishna's Jagannath.